talking about boxing. Just absolutely boxing. We're talking about boxing. Just absolutely boxing. Boxing. Just absolutely boxing.
All right, what's going on, y'all? We are getting it in. The 36th episode of the Just Absolutely Boxing podcast. You know, we talk about boxing absolutely. That's like Floyd always say. My name is Ant.
It's your boy P,
and we are back. You know, we hyped up for this one. We got a big fight coming up March 3rd. Deontay Bomb Squad Wilder versus Lewis King Kong Ortiz. And yeah. Today we just don't want to, you know, we don't just do your regular breakdowns. We just kind of want to cover some angles in here. You know, me and P, we've been kind of looking at this fight, and you know, there's several questions we kind of ask ourselves. This fight is—it's not what everybody thinks it is. I've got a couple questions, you know, like who's more of a threat to who? You know, is Wilder more of a threat to Ortiz or vice versa?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still feel the same hype behind it like the first time it was announced last year? You know, before Ortiz was popped, does Ortiz really deserve a title shot? You know, those kind of questions like that. But before we get into it, what's been going on with you, P?
Not too much, Ant. Just chilling, working. You know what I'm saying. But I'm ready for Saturday night, and it's
can't get here fast enough, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going into the fight with mixed emotions, but I'm ready for it just to happen, and you know, it be over with, and you know, on to the next chapter.
For real, man. Yeah. You know, I was getting my workout in today on the bag, and. You know, when the fight's coming up, I was up in there swinging that wild right hand like Wilder on the ball. Especially because, you know, like I posted on Instagram, I had that Nas going too, man. You know,
I was
just in the Nas mood, you know, at Nostradamus. Like I said, I know a lot of people didn't like that album too much, but it has some hits on it for me. I was in high school, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's still, it's classic, and, you know, I mean, people, classic, man. Yeah, you know. They don't really know. they don't really know. So,
but yeah, man. Let's get into it, man. Deontay Wilder versus Lewis Ortiz. Like I said, for me, the first time this was announced last year, I was hyped for it because I was like, this is Wilder's big test, you know. And like I said, last year, I was campaigning for Ortiz to really get his shot, you know. I really felt like a lot of people were ducking him, but you know, after the fight was announced, he tested positive for some banned substances, and you know, he was supposed to be suspended, but powers that be kind of put him back in the mix, and this fight was just back on. You know, Wilder was okay with taking this fight. How did you feel about that, man?
To be honest, I really take my hat off to Wilder for doing what he's doing. I mean, it's not about really fighting King Kong. It's about fighting whoever it takes to be the best in the world, be considered best in the world, you know?
Right.
Undisputed heavyweight champion. And I give him a lot of respect for that because a lot of guys are not doing that today. Now, you know, when you look at all the behind the scenes stuff with the fight, the fact that, you know, Deontay Wilder is taking this fight, he didn't have to give Lewis Ortiz the second chance. You know, you don't always get a second chance to fight the champion. You know what I mean? Especially when, you know, you screw it up on your own accord. Mm-hmm. But Deontay Wilder,
some illegal substances.
I mean, that's like the number one. That's, you know, number one no-no in the game. I mean, this is a combat sport. We cannot have, you know, banned substances in the sport. It just takes everything away from it. But like I said, you know, just Wilder just having the heart and the commitment to being the best in the world, I mean, it speaks volumes about the guy's character. You know what I mean? Because guys are not doing that today. You know, he's fighting that. He's fighting a guy he don't have to fight. And on top of that, he's a dangerous guy. It's not like he's just a bum. This is a dangerous fight. Mm-hmm. And he's willing to get a guy a second chance and take the fight just to get him out the way and move on to the next thing. You know, the way he really wants and the world wants to see him and Anthony Joshua.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is a perfect lead up fight to that. Cause yeah, I guess my question to you was what does that say about Wilder's heart? You know, that heart he possesses just to take a fight like this. Cause like we said, he could be doing it to prove something to himself, or he could be doing it to try to make a statement to the fans. That's always saying, you know, he's fighting nobodies, but he's like, I don't care if this guy tested positive, I'm going to punish him for testing positive. You know,
right.
He's like,
right.
I'm still going here and put on a show and put my life on the line, you know? And to me, yeah, that says a lot. That says a lot. Cause somebody like AJ, he don't have to do that.
No.
Cause remember AJ Ortiz was supposed to be AJ's mandatory for one of his belts, but politics and the powers that may be put him in there for a title shot against Wilder. So it's kind of like the odds are always against Wilder, but he still continues to fight. He still continues to stay in there because now they're giving him the boogeyman to derail him. They're trying to derail him so AJ can kind of live a little longer, you know?
Right. That's how crazy this sport is, and you know, no other sport deals with the behind the scenes politics like boxers do. But Wilder is game. He's up for it. So come Saturday night, you know, he gotta be on his A game, and we should be in for a really, really good fight, you know. Heavyweight match, championship, yeah. You know, belt on the line.
Because they're looking at this fight on paper, like I said, a lot of like casual fans just see a heavyweight fight. And even some boxing fans, they just see that heavyweight fight where it's two guys in there that's the only names known. And they just think somebody's going to get knocked out. But of course, you know, it is the heavyweight division. Somebody could get knocked out, but there's just so many looks at this fight because Ortiz, his nickname is King Kong, but he is a boxer. You know, he's not some big King Kong like they think, just going in there barreling forward that's going to knock Wilder out.
Absolutely Wilder, not. I mean,
you know, Wilder, he's a knockout machine, but he's kind of unorthodox where he brings it. So when you kind of look at it, this is a dangerous fight for both guys. And it's kind of a crazy matchup of styles, you know. You can't really call it boxer versus puncher, you know. I mean, what can you really call it, man? What kind of a matchup is this to you, man?
I mean, that's the closest thing that it comes to is a boxer, you know, versus the puncher. And I mean, it's not exactly that, but that's like the closest thing because, I mean, hands down, Ortiz is the better boxer.
He is, yeah.
I mean, with the Cuban style, the angles, the slipping punches, the footwork, you know, southpaw, that's a lot of different looks to give, you know, one man, you know what I'm saying? Wilder pretty much coming with the 1-2, you know, straight right jab, you know what I'm saying? Which are very dangerous weapons, but it's not the arsenal that Ortiz has to work with, you know what I mean? And that's going to be interesting seeing if he can utilize all those tools and weapons that he has to his advantage, Ant. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the test ahead of him.
Yeah, because this will be like one of Wilder's first times of facing, you know, a southpaw of this caliber too, you know, somebody that comes from that Cuban background and like you told me, has that agility and can kind of move around like a cruiserweight. You know, that's dangerous. And somebody that kind of Ortiz is a fighter that, like I said, he just doesn't go for the knockout. He sets it up. He's a
And the thing, and you know, the you know, the most dangerous thing about Luis Ortiz, he's an older man. He ain't got shit to lose right now, eh? You know what I'm saying? He ain't got shit to lose right now. You know what I mean? If he lose the Wilder, oh well. Wilder, the burden stands on Wilder to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Kind of win this fight. You know what I mean? And that's just the way it is, you know. But, you know, if Luis Ortiz, he ain't got nothing to lose. You know, Wilder got the belt, you know, his status. You know, he got a lot on the line right now. You know, his record, he undefeated. You know, it's a lot on the line for him. So that's going to be interesting seeing how that plays out too. You know, because, you know, Deontay Wilder got everything to lose and Ortiz don't have nothing to lose. And how bad does Ortiz want to take it and how bad does Wilder want to keep it?
Right. Yeah, because
it's going to be a battle of will. Yeah, battle of will, man. Yeah.
Because, you know, Ortiz, he's gotten the... In the past, he's gotten the, you know, the raw end so many times that he could kind of just go down as being labeled as the duck fighter or as the boogeyman. Whereas Wilder, he's the guy that got this belt, but he's been having to prove why he has the belt every time. Mm-hmm. You know, as many times he's defended it already, like 7-8 times, I think.
Right.
7 times. Yeah. And, you know, every time it's like something with people, you know, and when he's trying to go for a unification with Joshua, it's just like, nah, you can't go there yet. Now you got to face this guy.
So, right.
Yeah, he has all that riding on him. So I feel like, yeah, Wilder definitely has, you know, he has to come on eight with his A game because so much more is on his back where I feel like in this fight, Ortiz, he can kind of come in not necessarily relaxed, but more so feeling like I can do what I want and the pressure's not on me. It's all on you, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, of course he wants to win, that. Of course he has pressure to win, but we just look at the big picture. I mean, Ortiz, he ain't thinking about boxing too much longer, eh? You know what I'm saying? That's why I say he ain't got shit to lose. I mean, he might want to go out with a bang. You know what I mean? Deontay Wilder got to stay in the mind frame that I got to keep my composure. I can't go out with a bang. You know what I mean? Luis Ortiz might throw balls to the wall and, you know, I mean, because what else do he really got to lose at this stage of his career? He's never going to be a superstar, eh? I mean, he's what, 37, 6?
I think he listed like 38 or 36, but you know, homeboy look a little older to me. That's
So I'm just saying, I mean, record, you know.
Off record, you know, yeah, he look a little older, but yeah, it's like his boxing years are about done, you know?
Yeah, about done. Pretty much. I mean,
because, you know, we know a lot of the Cuban fighters who it takes a while for them to get their shine because, yeah, a lot of fighters duck them and they get into the game at an older age sometime, you know. So.
Right.
Yeah, I could definitely see not Wilder, but Ortiz's mind frame is like, let me go ahead in here and perform the way I usually do and try to shut him down, you know.
Yeah.
You know, get him early. Whereas Wilder's mind frame is, when you look at Wilder and the way he approaches Ortiz, you know he's not scared. You know, that's why he's always in that mind frame where I got to live up to what I've always been doing. So his mind frame is kind of like, I have to do to him what I did to everybody else, you know, which could be dangerous.
Yeah, it is dangerous.
It's dangerous. Yeah.
It's definitely dangerous right now. This is not everybody else that you fought. And like you said, I'm glad you brought that point up. He got to be careful not to really slip into that mind state. You know what I mean? Even though I know he wants to do that to this guy, but he still got to stay sharp and stay focused because one little miscalculation, he could be on the floor. You know what I'm saying? This is a dangerous fight. I hope he's not really taking that type of energy into the fight, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? That because it's not going to be good.
Yeah, I hope not because, you know, he wants to live up to Bomb Squad. He wants to live up to that, you know, I've knocked out every single fighter I've fought. And every time you see him approach Ortiz, he's like, you know, I'm going to punish you for this. He does that to a lot of his, you know, of his opponents, which, you know, he has to because, you know, he wants to be a showman. But this ain't really the guy that you want to do that with. Of course, you want to talk the game, but I hope the mental game is like, this guy is dangerous. So, you know, I got to
exactly,
you know, I got to
exactly
for a look.
Exactly. You know, the shit talking, that's what he do. But I hope when he get in the ring, you know, he's sharp enough to leave that outside the ring. You know what I mean? Because when you get in that ring, you playing chess, and he got to be thinking. He can't be mad and emotional. And he, the one thing they definitely, neither one of them really can afford to get pulled into a slugfest.
Yeah.
But to be honest, Ortiz is more dangerous in a slugfest than me because he got more weapons, more, you know what I'm saying? He got different, more punches coming. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Wilder might got the harder punches, but Ortiz got more punches coming, combinations. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, the overhand right or that windmill punch didn't really affect it whenever you on the inside. You know,
when you on the inside, exactly. You know, and those long arms, that's at a disadvantage in the inside, ain't? You know what I mean? You mm-hmm. can't really get them shots off like a guy with shorter arms. You know,
right?
So, neither one of them really want to do that, get caught into too many big exchanges, because, I mean, they both can punch. Ortiz, he got power.
Yeah.
He can hit too. So, I mean, and the one thing, he got power with nice counter punching too, and that's a nice thing to have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is, because his, like I said, the way he sets up a lot of his punches, you know, going to the body, then going back up to the head. It kind of surprises some fighters, because I know in the heavyweight division, not too many fighters go to the body.
Not me, exactly.
You know, it's not really a game plan for fighters, but he's there, you know, he's there to the body. And right when he's touching the body, he's right back up to your head, which surprises a lot of guys, you know. Like, even like on a lower level, the other contender he fought, David Allen, you know, he was switching up from head to body, and it was kind of, you know, just opening him up, you know, just opening him up. So that's something Wilder hasn't seen before. That's one of those looks, you know, and kind of leads me to the question, who do you think is more of a threat for who in this fight? Where is it leaning towards you? Like, is Ortiz more of a threat here, or was Wilder more of a threat for Ortiz?
I mean, my personal opinion, it's more like 55-45. You know, a lot of people see this fight as 50-50. Maybe I see it as 55-45, you know, the 55 going for Wilder. Because mm-hmm. Wilder got every advantage in the fight, the height, the youth, power, reach, mm-hmm. athleticism, you know. Not saying Ortiz doesn't have any of those things, but Wilder just has more of them. He's, you know, he's younger. He's just, you know, he's the younger guy.
Yeah.
But so when I look at it that way, you know, I would have to say Wilder is more of a threat to Ortiz.
Yeah.
Although Ortiz is a threat. But I would just say Wilder is more of a threat, you know, just, you know what, Wilder, he, you know, got the momentum behind him. He hyped up. He just, you know, I think he's more of a threat to, you know, Ortiz.
Yeah, and that's something I think a lot of casual fans forget to understand. Like, momentum and self-confidence can carry a fighter a long way, you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Wilder, I think he's really a fighter that believes in himself. He's believing himself before he had the belt. And right now, that's how he carries himself. Because I think there's a chance he could be off that fight, but he could maybe come in, you know, 95%, you know, and I think his 95% could be better than Ortiz's 98%. And that kind of comes down to boxing years again. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
he could come in not complete, but I think it could still kind of overpower whatever Ortiz brings, because we don't know which Ortiz is going to come to the ring. Sometimes in the past, he's looked kind of sluggish and still just kind of prodded along and took the win, and he haven't really looked impressive. Whereas Wilder, he's always going for that momentum, the knockout, you know?
Right.
And I think that does something to your self-confidence, like I said. But the way he approaches the knockout in this one, you can't approach it like you have in the past, you know?
No. I think it's not going to be as easy as it has been for him either, because like I say, I mean, King Kong is not just going to be standing there in front of you with his guard up. He's going to be slipping punches. He's going to be using footwork. He's going to be turning you. He turns a lot of guys. He's going to be turning you. He's going to be turning, you know, he's going to be doing a lot of different things in there where those shots are not just going to be landing flush on him. You know, I mean, I'm not saying none will land flush, but, you know, he's not just going to be a sitting target, man.
Right.
You know. He's a Cuban fighter. They move, you know, they move around, you know, so.
It's something I brought up last time, you know, on the other one before we had to re-record it, was that something that Ortiz can kind of capitalize on is the wild punching, the unorthodox punching. Because like I was telling you, sometimes casual fans don't understand, like, watching the body language of another fighter that can kind of, that's when opportunities come, you know, watching how he's standing and watching how he kind of throws a punch off balance can kind of lead to knockdowns, you know, not necessarily a knockout, but it can score, score knockdowns just by looking at his body language. Oh, he throws this way. So I got to just kind of feint him into a certain position where his legs cross up. Cause you know, Wilder kind of gives up his height whenever he kind of stands with kind of that, a wide stance that kind of gives up like a couple of inches. So, you know, I kind of look at that, like Ortiz can kind of capitalize on that, kind of make him throw off balance and land whatever he wants, you know? So.
Well, Wilder, he comes in with those wild punches and he's like off balance anyway, once he throws them. And that's what I say with that, with a guy who can counter like Ortiz, that can be dangerous. You know, he can just be watching it and time the perfect counter.
Yeah.
And he's a heavyweight. I mean, that could be a lights out shot. We don't know. I mean, we haven't really seen Wilder be hit flush. Either one of these guys, we haven't really seen them take a really flush shot. You know, they've been hit, but the both chins are still, you know, out to be, the jury's still out on them.
Right. And neither one of them been hit by the right guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
They have to hit tough into that like this fight is the one. You know, this is that one.
Yeah.
So you know, when I brought up the fact that, you know, this fight was canceled before, you know, last year and they put it back on, like what's your energy behind this fight? Like, how do you feel about it? Do you really think this fight should be taking place now? Like last year, yeah, I was really, really hyped for it. But the energy I kind of feel now is I'm hyped for it, you know, because it's going to lead to something bigger. But at the same time, I kind of feel that danger aspect. Like, why, man? You know, you don't have to do this, you know?
Yeah. It's a lot of things that, you know, people would look at and be like, yeah, Wilder, this may have been something, you know, you may have won a passed over, but you know, he's a champion, that he got a heart of a lion, and he just had to do it. You know, I mean, I'm sure people probably told him, hey man, this is, be careful, you know, is this really what you want? You know, you don't have to do this, but that's who he is. That's who he is. But it's definitely a lot of little things, you know, on an online and different things that, you know, signs of different things that it makes this an uncomfortable fight, and for me, you know, going into it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on.
Yeah, because, you know, like whenever it was announced last year, or say like Canelo Triple G, I get those butterflies and I get that anticipation. But with this one, I get more so, I don't know, just that uncomfortable feeling where it's kind of more tension, like, damn, you know, this is more of a risk than it was before we found out before that he tested positive. That's why it's kind of like, yeah, Wilder, if it was me, I'd be more like, it's up to you, man. I'd be like, but I wouldn't take it, you know, if that was me talking to him. But like you said, man, he's got the heart, man. He's got that heart of a lion, so he's willing to do it.
Yeah, and when it's all said and done, it might have been the best thing for him to do, because the result of the fight might be, one of the best fights of the year. We had to wait and see, but at the end of the day, I'm pulling for Wilder, really no matter what. Like I said a little bit before too, and I'm kind of, like we said earlier in this episode, the first fight we was really hyped for. The first time Deontay Wilder and Luis Ortiz were posed to meet up, we were really hyped for that. Like you said, Luis Ortiz, we did feel like, he wasn't getting his just due, and he had the skills and he was performing. He deserved a shot, and he was getting his shot, but then he blew that. And not just blew it with an injury, or he got locked up, or, when you get popped for the banned substances, man, it's hard for me to see you the same again. So it's just like he got that black cloud over him, and, the sport is dirty as it is, and we really want to, try to clean it up, and we promote clean fighters. We promote a clean sport. That's what we want to see, Ant. When I spend my money to see a fight, I want to see two clean guys who worked hard and compete on the top level. I don't want to see a guy that's juiced up or whatever the case may be. So, with that black cloud hanging over Ortiz's head, it's hard for me to really get behind this guy, no matter how good he is. I'm really hoping that Deontay Wilder pulls it out, but it is a very dangerous fight for Deontay Wilder.
It is, because, I was going to say that earlier, that, like, this wasn't just like a moment where, Ortiz did something outside of the ring, like a DUI or something, where it kind of had the fight canceled. No, he did something to himself where it was kind of like you trying to get that advantage over another fighter.
Absolutely.
Something I don't like. It's like, we having the same problem in, the UFC. And when I see like a certain fighter test positive in the past, and they kind of show it even through their physical build, I can't really, it's kind of hard for me to ever give them that credit, because it's like I always see them as that fighter with that advantage,
Right? Absolutely.
Or just being dirty. It's really hard to respect that, man. Like, even if you're talking about Margarito with the hand wraps, you could give him this, the little 2-year ban or the fine, but when he comes back, it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same, because, like, his last 30 fights, you'll be like, hey, I didn't know he could have been, wearing hand, cement wraps his whole career.
Absolutely. And two of my favorite MMA fighters, John Jones and Anderson Silva, both, have black clouds over their head. As much, Anderson Silva is the one who got me watching MMA, to be honest. And then John Jones just took it to another level. But when those guys tested, it kind of really bothered me. And I love John Jones, but I just don't see him the same, man. I really thought that this kid was doing some next level shit, and it was all 100%. I really bought into it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that now we'll never know, maybe, maybe not, That don't sit right with the fans, that maybe or maybe not. Maybe he was clean, but that maybe not is always there too.
Yeah, because they brought it on themselves like that, they put themselves around that. Now it's kind of like you could deny all day, but it's like it's already there, it's there. You put yourself in that situation, because I was just about to bring up, Cyborg, Chris Cyborg, because, she tested positive way back, I know when she, beat Gina Carano, but it's like there's those physical advantages that you see in all her fights. Like, she hasn't lost since like almost 10 years. And when you see her fight, it's like, damn, nobody can figure her out. It's like, it's almost like when you're playing Street Fighter with the Game Genie on it, you just blasting through everybody. That's what it's like watching her, It's not even like a fair fight. It don't even seem like a fair fight. That's why you kind of always looking at her with that dark cloud over her head, you know?
And, you know, and while what's on my mind, I wanted to, you know, give a shout out to all the people who are out there, you know, supporting that, the different pages, the Instagram and the Facebook. But I want to bring up a point. The guy, I mean, I think his name is Gleek Titus. He's on our Instagram, and he brought up a little point about Ortiz that made me kind of think too. He said that, you know, this guy was taking PEDs, performance enhancing drugs, for journeyman. And I'm like, damn, you know, that kind of made me think, because it's like, you at the bottom.
Yeah.
And you need drugs. I mean, so, you know, shout out to him, you know, Gleek Titus. I think that's how you say your name. You know what I'm saying? For bringing that up, though, I thought that was a good point. I never thought about it like that. Yeah, man. You know, I mean, it wasn't like he was fighting top level,
right?
You know, so I don't know. Like I said, it's just a lot. It's just a lot with this fight. That's not good. That's another bad vibe about the fight, that this guy got the black cloud over his head, and that he was open to doing something before. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, like I said, I take my hat off to Wilder, but, you know, it's really something that he didn't have to do. And he really needs to be given a lot of respect for doing it, for taking this fight, because it is a fight that the fans wanted to see. You know what I mean? And I think that's a big part of it, too. You know, he knows this is a fight that the fans wanted to see. So, but I tell you what. They showed the ticket sales in the Barclays Center, and it didn't really, you know, people don't look like they came out to support. It's a lot. They showed the map of the ticket sales, and it's a lot of seats left. So I don't know.
You think it just happened to be because of a lot of people not wanting to go see it, or you think because of what Ortiz did, or you think it just kind of people not supporting the American champion, like they're kind of not doing now, you know?
I'm thinking it might have something to just do with both these guys' fan bases, you know what I mean? And I don't know what type of numbers they doing, but I can't imagine it. You know, a heavyweight championship fight, two exciting guys, and people not interested in seeing it. I mean,
imagine if this was like 88 or even 93. Any of them years, this would have been sold out.
Yeah, it'd have been sold out. It's unbelievable.
You know, that's
it's unbelievable. Yeah, you know. And this, you know, it is a Cuban guy, but versus the United States champion, heavyweight champion. You know, we got a guy here representing us, and the people don't come out to support. You know, I wish I was in a position to go up to, you know, New York and check him out. I would love to, you know, but I'm just saying, I'm gonna be watching it on Showtime come Saturday night and or whatever. Oh,
yeah,
so you know, it's all good, but yeah, man. That's pretty much all I really got on that. And you got anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. You know, I just kind of wanted to say that, yeah, I have to do take my hat off to Wilder, because Wilder, he possesses something that me and you talk about as hardcore fans of the sport. I know, you know, we in the past we talked about the gifts that fighters have and that ability to level up, but he also has that dog in him.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog is something like, go look at Andre Ward, go look at Terrence Crawford, a recent guys like that. Dig back to Evander Holyfield, the dog. You know, that's that guy that don't give a damn. You know. It's that guy don't care what type of threat you are. You know, they're going to take you head on. And that kind of answers my question on why Wilder is taking the fight, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and that's what I said, you know, and like, you know, I'm sure people tried to talk him out of it. You know, not because they think that he's going to lose, but it's just, I mean, even if he make you look bad or just any, it's just, I mean, some people might just feel like Ortiz don't deserve it, eh? Yeah. You had a shot and you blew it by pissing dirty or whatever, you know, getting popped. And that's that. And like I said before, and Nobody would have gave Deontay Wilder shit for saying, man, I ain't fighting you.
Yeah.
I gave you a shot of my title and you got nerve to be on drugs. That's over. Done. You're out of here. And everybody would have respected him for doing that. People are questioning him for giving him a second chance. Like, mm-hmm. dude, you know he was on drugs. You know, why are you doing this? Because, man, I got to prove to the people. They won't give me my due credit unless I go and do certain things. So this is just what I got to do. You know, and I love that about him.
Yeah. And that's kind of what it comes down to. It's not really at this point, does Ortiz deserve the title shot? It's just kind of like, I'm just going in there because I need a certain type of fighter to make me look good, you know. And you know, Ortiz spells the boogeyman to a lot of fighters, so that's who I'm going for. That's kind of the mind frame it is. It's like that's who I gotta, you know, regardless of what he did. You know, he don't deserve the title shot, but I need this win. I need it to shut the haters up. Because I was kind of going to compare it to. I'm sure kind of at a point, Virgil Hunter, he maybe was kind of questioning Andre Ward if he was ready to fight Kovalev, because I remember he said that he was kind of moving up too fast at the time, because, you know, he felt like Andre Ward was a super middleweight still, but he felt like he was kind of moving up the light heavyweight too soon. But you see, Ward was like, hell no, I'm going up to fight him, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm sure that Wilder had people saying the same thing where, do you really want to take him? He was like, nah, I'm going to do this.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and I mean, you know, Andre Ward might have been looking at it like, well, damn, you know, this will solidify my legacy, or, you know, it might have been something I wanted to pursue. But Wilder's the champ. You know, when you're the champ, man, you don't, you know, you call the shots.
I know, man. It's that dog, though.
Yes, it's that dog in him. That's what I'm saying. That's all it is. That's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's who he is. It's not like he's just a contender giving him a shot. I'm giving you a chance, you know, shot at the gold.
Yeah.
You know, and my O. You know, I'm undefeated. You getting a chance, you get the title, you get my O. You know, you get my memes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, the closer it gets, the more and more excited I get about it, and because I really want to see some, you know, questions get answered in this fight, man. You know, I mean, mainly how Ortiz deals with that right hand. I want to see what happens. I got to see what happens when that touches him. You know.
Oh man, we know. Oh man, like just thinking about it, it's like, man, you know how you seen how everybody react to it, man, and I'm ready to see how this boogeyman reacts to it, man. No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, the shit is, if he don't respond, Wilder in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
All night, man. Yeah.
If he don't respond, yeah, it's gonna get ugly in there. But I doubt that happened. We gonna get some type of reaction out of him, because
it's a heavyweight.
It's a hammer. It's a hammer. Mm-hmm. If he get the full extension on it, you gonna feel it.
Yeah, somebody's buckling. Yeah, man. But yeah, man. That's. I don't really think much going on in the undercard. I have to go back and look. But yeah, this was pretty much a, you know, Wilder Ortiz exclusive. Anything else you want to say, man?
No, not really. Ain't just, you know, like I say, I'm just looking forward to Saturday. You know, we get to see you know, how this gonna play out.
Yeah, man. I guess before I go, I just want to say, because, you know, I say shout out to Andre Ward, because, you know, most recently, you know, he was saying that's what young fighters got to do, man. They got to take those challenges. You know, he was kind of directing it at the welterweight division, like, you know, why wouldn't you want to challenge yourself when you're this young, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you got to go take on the best, man. And, you know, like I always say, boxing is life, man. And whether you're inside the ring or outside the ring, you know, challenge yourself.
Aunt, did you wear that shirt yet, Aunt?
I have.
I still ain't seen you in that shirt.
Well, my camera's off now, so look, I can look, lie and say
look,
it's
that,
on.
Look, this how real we gonna keep it, y'all. I'm gonna call him out in the middle.
Dang, he made me look like
the outro. Like a, in the middle of the outro about this shirt because I ain't seen it yet. No, it's all good. I'm just
making me look like a backsliding preacher. Saying I ain't a man of my faith, man. No, but it's real, man. Boxing is life, man. Boxing, look, like I said, look, whether it's inside the ring or outside the ring, you need to challenge yourself. And that's real, man.
That's real, man. It's 100.
But yeah, man, that's pretty much all we got. You know, like I always say, subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. And yeah, shout out to Gleek Titus for, you know, dropping them gems for us. Mike Amazing for the question about Ortiz and Wilde. We probably gonna have to answer that. It's more about the breakdown, so we'll answer that when we do a breakdown. You know, shout out to Jamar. You know, he got a question on there for us. So,
Chris Mack, you know, shout out Chris Mack, Chris Mack Radio. You know, he always supporting, shouting out, being participating, you know.
And same with, you know, Roger holding same DZ down.
So, yeah, for sure. For sure. Big Raj.
Yeah. Make sure y'all follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Vegan April too, man. She always doing her thing too. I can't forget about her.
Yeah, follow her at Vegan April.
For sure. Yeah,
man, I am excited. I ain't gonna lie, this fight, you know, does have me a little bit excited. So
yeah.
So yeah, y'all been listening to the Jab Podcast. My name is Ant.
It's your boy P.
And we about to sign out. Peace.
Peace. We'll